This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A drug suspect in custody at the Columbus County Detention Center died Wednesday night. Marcus Robert Sanders, age 51, of Ithaca, New York, was discovered dead in his cell around 10 p.m. The State Bureau of Investigation was called in to handle the case. Sanders was arrested March 28th with Amy Tamlin on cocaine, marijuana, and methamphetamine charges. Patrick Pendleton has been charged with felony death by vehicle, possession of opiates, and other charges after the March death of Savannah Lowry. Pendleton was allegedly impaired when he crashed into Lowry's vehicle in the Silver Spoon community. Look for more on this story on our website. An infant is recovering after ingesting cocaine over the weekend, and the child's caregiver has been charged in the case. Yolanda Moore, age 30, of Marvin's Lane Chavern, was charged with felony child abuse inflicting serious injury. She's being held under a $100,000 secured bond. The second time was the charm for a wanted man in Western Columbus. Dustin Long allegedly fled from his home into a wooded area Monday when deputies tried to serve a civil summons. A dog attacked the deputy and had to be struck during the chase. Deputies returned to the home later and caught Long as he allegedly tried to flee again. This time he was captured in his bedroom. He was charged with resisting an officer and two counts of assault on an officer. He was held without bond. Deputies had to fight another dog. They were arresting a suspect Wednesday in Hallsboro. Amber Muse, age 49, was allegedly trying to break into a home. She was blocking the roadway when deputies arrived. Muse's dog reportedly attacked the deputies. They used non-lethal methods to deter the animal. Muse was held under no bond since she was already out on bond for trespassing and shoplifting charges. Southeastern Community College will host a career expo Friday from 12:30 to 2 p.m. The expo will give current and prospective employees a close look at careers and training available in Columbus County. The college is located at 4564 Chavern Highway, Wyville. April 5th through the 11th is the Week of the Young Child, and Columbus County Partnership for Children has a number of free activities, starting with the Family Fun Festival at the County Fitness Park Saturday. Events kick off at 11 a.m. There'll be a puppet show, dance performances, a bubble garden, face painting, and more. The fitness park is on Government Complex Drive in Wyville. Saturday is Chaplain Safety Day at the Town Hall. There will be golf cart registrations, bicycle safety classes, fire safety programs, equipment displays, tours of first responder vehicles, and more. The Town Hall is located on Brown Street. The program is from 9 a.m. until noon. Southeastern Swamp Stewards and the Lumber River Tribe will host a Lumber River canoe and kayak trip Saturday. The two-mile paddle will kick off at Orem at 10 a.m. Go to ncwf.org/events for more. Saturday is the Spring Has Sprung Festival in Tabor City. There will be a parade, food trucks, the Kids Corner with Flimsy the Clown, and so much more going on. Find out all about Spring Has Sprung in this week's Tabor Talk column at columbuscountynews.com. Happy Home Baptist Church in Nakana will have a night of worship, music, and fellowship Saturday on the church lawn from 7 to 9 p.m. Everyone is welcome. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.